Big day at the Walton Insurance Group coming up this Thursday. They have a big Christmas day. Kyle O'Malley's here. Andrea Masters, what do you do, Andrea?
I am a commercial lines account manager.
So what does that mean?
I work on commercial accounts.
Okay. What does that mean?
It means she's the brains of the organization. Okay. Put it in layman's terms.
I wouldn't say that, but...
How long have you been there?
I have been there 9 years, in insurance for 30.
Oh, wow. Okay. Kyle, how are things going?
Things are going great. Enjoying everything. It's been, we've been on here a couple times with you, doing lots of things. So
yeah,
it's a pleasure to come in and talk today about the holiday tradition that Rick started 16 some years ago. And Andrea's been a big part of that over the last 10 years and helping organize it, and takes a lot of effort. And we're really super excited for this. Will be my second one, because I started last year. So it's quite a sight to see.
It's been an amazing program, hasn't it, Andrea?
It has been. It's it touches your heart in ways that at my age you didn't think you could have your heart touched again. But every year, it just touches you. The faces on the kids that get to see Santa, that get to see Mrs. Claus, that get to decorate a cookie with Mrs. Claus. They see Elsa and Anna from Frozen. That's been some... It's
princesses,
yes,
Marvel characters. It's
elves galore. We have elves everywhere.
Yeah,
the kids,
farm
just,
animals,
reindeer.
We got reindeer.
We have two reindeer that will be there.
Yeah.
Santa's bringing a couple of his up and coming reindeer.
Yeah, and you
they
can
were
feed
there
them.
Last year.
And yeah, you can feed them.
You can feed them.
So that's super cool.
Yep.
Yeah, that's an amazing program. So who's? I guess you serve really thousands of kids.
Yeah, there was
couple thousand.
I think we handed out over 700 some toys last year.
Yep.
Right, Andrea?
Yes.
And the total people coming through the walkthrough is 2,000 plus. Adults, children, brothers, sisters make their way.
Yep.
So I've been over there a couple times. Now, last year was your first year. Were you just amazed?
Blown away.
It's totally hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just to see it all unfold, how it comes together, how the employees put everything together and decorate the offices. It really turns it into a Santa's village almost type of scenario.
It is.
And to see the faces and the kids come through, as they said in our last interview here, there's some lives that change it, you know, at that day.
Yes.
And to be able to see that and giving for the right reasons, to see those types of things happen, I mean, there's no more greater feeling than doing something like that, especially around a holiday time.
Now, your employees do just an amazing job, don't they? They really get into it.
Oh, it's incredible. It's incredible what they do, organizing the toy room. And Andrea and Shannon Henman are kind of the leaders that help organize everything and what we need and what volunteers we need and things that... you know, that we need to make the day a success and keep that all on plan and on tact. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And it's just all together Walton employee effort. And hopefully it helps them learn the giving spirit, through Rick's vision, which we all know Rick's a very generous individual here in our community.
And Andrea, it's months in the making, isn't it?
It is. I start sending out invitations in June. My niece, Shannon Henman, who is the other quote-unquote lead, literally starts thinking about next year, this year. She has visions that she sees that I don't have that gift. I can help her make it happen, but I don't have the vision like she does. And changes, we try to change something every year. With the loss of Rick's mother this year, we have a new angel that's going to be in the front lobby.
Awesome.
Cool.
See, I didn't even know that.
As Mrs. It was supposed to be a surprise.
Surprise.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's amazing. It's amazing. We start on the day before Thanksgiving. We have kids come over from Lumen Christi that volunteer. They bring all of our stuff out from our garage and help us organize it in the rooms it needs to be in. And on Friday, we start decorating. And by next Thursday at 4 o'clock, the doors will open and there won't be a tote to be seen.
This Thursday.
This Thursday.
Yeah. Thursday.
December 5th.
So you have there's a whole room that's just all toys.
All toys, filled with toys, and any child that comes through gets to pick whatever he or she wants, desires, for whatever reason they want it, and
yeah,
the elves don't stop them from smiling.
And it's open to anybody, right?
Anybody.
Yep, anybody. Anybody open to the public. You know, we have some of our insurance carriers are there, and they participate with either sponsoring or providing donations so we can purchase the toys. You know, we all throughout the year keep our eye on toy sales. Yes. And everything, so we can and we actually do quite a bit of shopping, I think, kind of after the Christmas season.
Yes.
Do we? Where
yes.
We, you know, toys are 70% off or something like that, so we're able to purchase and restock and get ready for the following year. We have, as Andrea mentioned, Lumen Christi kids come over, so we have volunteer opportunities, we have donation opportunities, we have all kinds of things that can be done to help us put on another great another great show.
How did this get as big as it's gotten?
Wow. I'm going to assume that the changes that we've made year after year, making it easier and not as time consuming. My first year, we opened the doors at 4 o'clock and we had people in line at 1 o'clock outside in the snow.
Oh, wow. And I didn't know
so
that.
We've tried to make it flow a little better.
Yeah.
And the easier we make it for the kids that are coming through and their parents, the more kids and parents we see. So
yeah, and one thing we did last year, we never really promoted it from a Facebook standpoint or digital promotion. So, you know, we have Stu Kyle that works for us and super talented individual that, we get our social media rolling with posts and, all of our employees are hooked up to our social media. So they share and push it out to the public and to their contacts and friends. So actually last year we did, I don't know if Andrea knew this, but we shut down our social media about 2 hours into the event, just to slow down the response because the line was backing up so much. And
that was down the street.
Yeah. we were getting a little concerned about our inventory and what time we'd be able to close. So it was we want everyone who shows up to be able to, to come through. So we're not really looking to turn people away. But, so it was a really successful event last year. I don't know if it was our largest?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Maybe this year.
5 years ago, we had one where it was 40 degrees outside and nice out. And,
oh, yeah. Uh-oh. So it's going to be 40 degrees and nice. It's going to be 40 and nice this week.
Well, I had a holiday miracle there last year because I drove over there. And I said, well, I'm going to have to park at Lumen Christi.
Yeah.
And I found a spot right at the back door.
Oh,
somebody left because that place was absolutely jammed.
Yeah, we have...
it's fun watching people maneuver.
Yeah, we have people out on the parking attendants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you
we
almost
have
to, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know how people park.
Yeah.
Right.
They'll park anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
And with
yep.
reindeer outside, we have to be careful,
very careful.
That they don't get spooked.
Yeah.
Santa would not be happy with us.
So this is 4 to 7, right?
Yes.
On Thursday.
Yep.
So you'll open the doors at 4.
At 4 o'clock. Yep. Be patient with us.
People line up.
Oh,
geez, yes.
When you're in line, when you're doing the walkthrough, quote unquote, there's movies that play. We have games for the kids to play.
Got a train running.
We have a train. We have music. Angelita Gunn and her daughter will be in the lobby. And then Chad Kennedy plays songs in his...
In his office,
In his office.
And we have...
he's probably doing that right now. Right.
He might be.
He might be. Andrew's working with him now, so...
Yeah.
He serenades her, once a week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, usually Fridays.
And we have... Fridays, exactly. We have... free hot chocolate outside.
Yep.
So for those that are waiting, we have a hot chocolate bar out there, and Pam Bacon and her husband usually run that. And it's just an amazing show of support for people that are less fortunate than us. And you take that all for granted.
Yeah.
But I can tell you from experience, if you see what happens you will appreciate what you have one heck of a lot more than when you have an opportunity to see that.
You just think of one word, it's heartwarming.
It is heartwarming. You're mm-hmm. absolutely correct.
You see what's going on there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
It's pretty amazing.
It's an emotional day. In many things, many times. Yeah, I know.
I have such a hard time down in that toy room.
Oh, I know. It just breaks your heart sometimes, Greg. Yeah. You know, seeing some of these kids, and we all want people to enjoy themselves and enjoy life like we have an opportunity to. And so, if this is our little piece that we can give back for those to feel better about their lives and being able to provide for their kids or whatever through another vehicle, then we're happy to do it.
16th year for the
16th.
The big holiday event that this Thursday at 4 o'clock, and hats off to your crew. They do an amazing job.
Thank you. They're incredible people and passionate about what they do from a business perspective. But, Rick's been learning to give is something you learn. And you don't have – it's not always financial. It's not always your time. But for those of us that can give financially, that's great. And for those of us that can't and maybe give a little, that's awesome. And if you can give your time, that's sometimes more valuable than anything else that you could possibly give. So,
yep.
And Rick's done a great job in exposing their employees to what it means to give. And, we're all learning from that, and it's a pleasure to be able to do it.
And we do take donations as well.
Too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. At the office.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Donations at the office of, financial donations, toys.
Toys. New toys, please, if you're going to do that. We thank you, but new is best.
Well, actually, we do a toy drive for used toys that we take. That we don't use them for our Christmas walkthrough, but there's a annual toy drive that we're involved in that we collect the toys. And Cousineau Restoration, one of our customers, they take all the toys and professionally clean them. And I think Andrea said last year of how many toys we received, I think over 1,000 some toys, only three of the toys didn't work.
Wouldn't work.
Isn't
after they professionally cleaned them.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yep.
I mean, then they
go to shelters.
Yeah.
Cousineau's gives those to the shelters around the area.
Another great.
And you do that with coats, too.
Yes.
We do.
What was that
coat drive? How many did we collect?
1,200.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
I mean, it's crazy. And then they all, again, professionally cleaned.
Yeah.
And put in a sleeve, and people, they put them in a room, and people by size and by gender, and people can come in and pick what they want. It's amazing how many people don't have a coat. Hats and mitts.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I think one year they did that at the Walton walkthrough. They had like a hat and mitt tree or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. I say to my own kids when they leave the house, where's your hat and coat? I don't need it. I'm just running into the school. I'm like, yeah, but what happens if something happens on the side of the road?
You need your
hat and your mitts or whatever,
So this Thursday at 4 o'clock, everybody's invited.
Everyone.
Line up early and often.
We'll be there. We'll
2929 Spring Arbor Road, Jackson, down by Lumen Christi.
I think everybody knows where it's at, but... thanks for coming out. We'll talk to Rick later in the week. I think he's on assignment today.
Awesome. Yes, he's on assignment in... where is he on assignment?
On
assignment. He's in the sun somewhere. Hey, thanks for coming out.
Greg, it's great to see you again. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
And you too.
Thank you.
Andrea Masters, Kyle O'Malley from the Walton Insurance Group.